This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Eric Semmel, you know him from Saturdays 9 to 11, Computer Talk with Tab. Tuesdays here at 8:20, schedule permitting for Tech Tuesday. Anything related to like, oh, Windows 11, it's glitchy. But that stuff bores me to tears. But a lot of people use it, so yes. I feel compelled to ask the question. So what's wrong with it?
Well, according to Microsoft, all sorts of things are wrong with it. And the thing that they talk about fixing in Windows 11, this is the thing they made us go to in October, and they were going to get rid of Windows 10. You must go to Windows 11. And if not, we're going to...
We won't service it anymore.
Yeah, buy new computers in order to run Windows 11. And now they're talking about things like, well, you know what? Maybe that Copilot thing is causing problems with the machine. And you know what?
I mean, embedding the AI.
Yeah, embedding the AI in everything. Yeah. Right? It's getting ridiculous and it chews up resources. Maybe we should work on, you know, the file manager so it's not so glitchy and messed up. And maybe we should use less bloatware there so that you're not needing 32 gigs of RAM to run the machine.
So they're going to fix all this?
They say they are. I'm not holding my breath. I've been doing this for too long. But it is ridiculous that they're talking about just basic Windows operating system items are going to improve because people are noticing the quality. Even on my own home computer, it was rebooting randomly. Just black screen of death because they decided the blue screen was not the way they wanted to go anymore. They improved that by making it a black screen of death.
So dumb.
And I was getting it on a regular basis for no reason, and now that stopped. I didn't do anything. It's not the system that we were paying for, and the cost to move to it was very, very costly last year for everybody. So they're going to make it better, I hear.
What's the timetable? Like, are they just going to?
There's no timetable.
Okay, good. That's good. We're probably going to fix it, but we won't tell you when.
Right.
Reddit. I don't use Reddit.
I know. I got a buddy who basically gets all his news from Reddit.
Well, it's just a bunch of like sort of chat roomy things, right?
It's a chat roomy thing that I guess is going to be voted up by everybody as far as the crackpots versus the real stuff. And the problem, though, is there's lots of bots, lots of fake software on there, AI on there, just bots claiming
to do
things.
Just to mess with people?
Yes. And it's causing it to become less and less of a valuable resource for those folks who use it as a valuable resource. So they're going to require a face ID to prove you're not a bot. So here we go. Now we're finally looking at some sort of actual identification methodology so that when you're on an actual platform, you actually know you're talking to actual people that have been vetted. And
but you don't think the bad guys will find a way to get around that too?
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that won't happen, yeah. But I would think that if you're a bot, you probably don't have a face.
You could fake it. I'm sure these programmers can find a way to. But you're right, though. So it's a way to weed out the bots.
Right.
We know there was a tremendous problem on Twitter with bots, and
yes.
People don't talk
about
it as much.
According to Elon, that was one of the reasons. And now there's a lawsuit that says maybe it wasn't as big a problem. I guess the shareholders.
Really?
Yeah, I just read that recently. I don't know all the ins and outs, but he might have embellished a little bit on that. Huh.
So there's a couple of China stories.
Yeah.
That people always are, you know, I don't know. There's an edge to our relationship with China. Yeah. But there's a China hacker. Like, what did he do? It was a little different.
Well, this is kind of weird. Yeah. The reason I bring this up, this Chinese hacker used 373,000 fake sites on the dark web to swindle predators and hackers. So a hacker is hacking hackers.
So bad guys going after bad guys.
Correct.
Like a Robin Hood kind of thing.
The thing about it, though, is kind of for disgusting material, right? Stuff that we, you know, we wouldn't want to, child pornography and stuff like that. But he was getting tens of thousands of people to pay him $400,000 in crypto to actually get access to nothing. And Interpol shutting him down. But the fact that he created 373,000 sites is something I wanted to bring up to people. These people are there. They have time. You have no idea.
It's prodigious.
It really is. And these guys are out there working hard to rip you off. Now, in this case, he's ripping off the bad guys. Fine by me.
Yeah.
And 400 and some odd crypto payments were tracked. So those creeps who were trying to get the creepy material, well,
they know who he is now.
Yeah, those guys might pay for that, which is great.
Better watch your back. The other one is more troubling on the macro scale, I think, is that, you know, this relationship, you know, people think NVIDIA and these chips that are made by American companies, it's a national security issue. But then there's some guy who sold, like, not just a couple.
No, well, this is the whole thing with DeepSeek, Brian. Remember DeepSeek was that AI that was created by Raspberry Pi? Like, they used, like, some old 8088 machines, and they created a better AI than our current AI technology. Well, it does turn out that the founder of Supermicro was out there, and he smuggled $2.5 billion in NVIDIA AI chips to China. And they're talking about, like, staging the servers and making sure that they had these auditors that they were whining and dining and not actually being auditors, of course, to actually make sure these servers were being used in the correct way and not being sent off to China. This was a pretty elaborate scheme from the actual founders of Supermicro. I mean,
this podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You got nothing better to do?
Well, I think that would be like an international scandal.
Well,
like,
that's what it is. It is an international scandal. And these guys moved $2.5 billion worth of this artificial intelligence to China. They are technically our competitors in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, and they probably, well, there's been Trump and the White House is sort of controlling access
Well, we'd
to like, these chips.
We'd like to. That's really what we're supposed to be doing. There's export control laws that are supposed to prevent this from happening. And these guys went to some elaborate. They're like using hair dryers to peel off the labels and then put on the labels again to try to get around this international trade law. But wow. I would contend if you don't really know what you're doing if you allow $2.5 billion or something to fly out of here.
Yeah, it's just crazy. That's one way to get the technology. Eric Semmel. Tab Computers, again, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays here in WTIC. And, of course, every Tuesday, one of our favorite segments at 8:20, we have Tech Tuesday. I use Strava.
You
so
do.
I don't have a premium membership, but I use it. I don't like running with my phone, but right now I don't have a wearable, like a fitness, because I don't know. I don't want to get further into the Apple ecosystem, and I tend to break stuff. So I'm just like, I'll just carry my phone and I use Strava to track my runs.
Yeah.
And so this is a nutty story.
It's ridiculous. And it's not, we've talked about this numerous times on our program. There's some ding dong jogging on an aircraft carrier, a French aircraft carrier, and he was leaking his location data by using the Strava app. And the thing that really bothers me the most about this, Brian, is that we have clients who are making military parts. So that aircraft carrier probably had a torpedo painted by a company here in Connecticut that had to be CMMC compliant to make sure the Chinese don't have access to this information. Yet this ding-dong on an aircraft carrier is saying, hey, I'm over here. Shoot me now. I mean, you can't make it up.
So he's running on the aircraft carrier with that GPS, so that totally IDs where he is.
So I'm in the military, I have nothing but respect for these folks, but if you can't have any kind of military control that says, duh. I mean, literally, by the way, when you're on an aircraft carrier, let's not use apps that speak back to where we're located. If that is not communicated clearly enough still to this point, why are they making us spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to make sure the paint on a torpedo isn't copied by the Chinese?
Who needs radar?
Exactly.
Just checks people's straw. And your question is, and I wonder, like, is this something that happens a lot? Does it happen on American ships? I don't know the answer.
We had examples during all sorts of wars. Where
would
you
it be
could
true on your
them?
On a? Wouldn't be true on a fitness tracker though, right? It would have to use the app, which has the ability for someone to get external access.
Well, the key is to this. There's a little configuration here that says, in order to prevent this from happening, Brian, you have to click on, do not share my. Wait for it. Personal information. Well, why don't you just set that by default, Strava, and say if you want to share your personal
information. Wait, so if you don't toggle that, they will.
Correct.
So the default is to share it.
Exactly, which is the thing that makes no sense to me on any of these apps. Didn't they just tell me it was personal?
Because they sell that crap, right?
I know they do. But the default should be, so if Blumenthal wants something to do, here you go, right? Here you go, Senator Blumenthal. Make sure when they say personal, it's defaults to no.
Real quick, concerts again. What do you got?
Monday night, Southington Symphonic Band, Southington High School, 7 o'clock. Tuesday night, Plainville Symphonic Band, or Wind Ensemble, I should say, 7 o'clock. So I'll be playing.
It sells out, folks. It sells out.
Well, it's free. It's free.
Sells out. It sells out.
We do pack them in, Brian.
Yeah,
we pack them in.
Free. Is there free food, too? That would definitely get me.
Not yet.
Eric, thanks as always. Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you, Brian.
Again, Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. You can listen to him here on Brian & Company, 8:20 on Tuesdays for Tech Tuesday, and also 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up.
Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.